You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind.
Today on the Soapbox, I'm here with Rini Molinar, and we're talking about his gallery, and it's a place here on the Maplewood Mall. Thanks for coming on the Soapbox today, Rini.
It'll be a pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about what brought you and your wife and this gallery to this section of Philadelphia.
Well, we've been here going on 10 years in Germantown. Okay. Moved in from New York, and we were gallerists. We've had a number of galleries in New York, and there was such a vacuum, such a vacancy, such a lack of venues here. This place is loaded with artists, with writers, musicians, visual artists of all types, good and bad, but you know, amazing level of quality. And we figured, well, we like this work. I wanted to stop teaching. I've been teaching for 24 years. And I'm like, okay, do I keep on teaching? Do I go on the lecture circuit, or do I do something where I could settle down and have some fun? And that's, you know, no big reason. This is just, it's a fabulous thing to do. I love artists. I have the ability to deal with knuckleheads and difficult people. And it's all art focused. So I figured I'll do that. And we looked for 3 years for a spot. We couldn't find a place here. Everything, there's lots of vacancy. Nothing is being rented. Everybody's waiting for the government type renters. We finally came across this space and fell in love. Love at first sight.
What was it about Maplewood Mall in particular that drew you in to say, this is the place, this is the perfect spot for the gallery?
In a sense, I mean, a number of things. One is the location. Both our kids go to school across the street. They have the Green Street Friends and Germantown Friends. I have one in each. But the charm. We were blown away at how what was probably the most charming little pocket in Germantown. Germantown has like the mansion blocks. He has the, you know, the commercial, historic commercial strip, then the Chelten, which is very, nowadays it's all the 99-cent type stores. But Maplewood Mall was just charming. You know, he has the trees, he has the badly laid brickwork with the roots of the trees pulling through. But the potential is just awesome. And we really think this has the potential to be the center of Germantown, the center of culture for Germantown.
Last week on the Soapbox, we talked about how this mall had began, its trials and its glory days and such. And one of the things that was said was that there will be a new Maplewood Mall with a new future. It won't be like the old one in the glory days of the late 60s and early 70s, but something that would be new and fresh. Do you see your gallery as a major player in where that is going to go? And what vision do you see for the Maplewood Mall?
We didn't start out that way, but it looks, you know, we just wanted a gallery. You know, we just wanted a place to have fun and do good shows. But obviously, we've become somewhat of a catalyst. And not alone. There's a couple of good things going on. But we are potentially, I mean, people of the old-timers tell me it's wonderful being in this place. You get all the stories. I'm sure you go through similar experiences. There's always hopes that go nowhere, and people are always talking about that. This is it. This is gonna happen, and I guess people always respond like, "But this is the time. It really is," and you really feel it. You really feel the dynamics. There's an old community of artists, of culturally engaged people, that go back 30, 40 years. You know, that are active. For whatever reason, nobody stepped up and created spaces. So they're all dependent on going up to Chestnut Hill or down to downtown. But I'm an optimist. I'm an eternal optimist. And this place is so freaking charming. And the nice thing, I have people coming here from everywhere. People are traveling to come here. This is not just the local folks. And everybody who sees Maplewood Mall, their jaws drop. And it's like, why is it empty? Why isn't this going on? Why don't you have this? You know, people are amazed. They're shocked that in Philadelphia, in one of the most beautiful sections of Philadelphia, you have this little nook. That's I hate to say dead, but close. You know, it's on, it's not happening, and it's vacant. And the few things that are there are not engaging in an outward way. So I'm totally hopeful. I really hope that this is a new turn. But we can use 4, 5, 6 more galleries. It's not competition. It's support. It'd be brilliant.
So you would say this little corridor, this Maplewood Mall, you can see in the future becoming like a little vibrant arts gallery, an arts walk, for lack of a better description, comes to mind, where people would come. It'd be a destination. People would come out here. They would see arts of all types interacting, creating a scene, and everyone working cooperatively to kind of bring back this little magical street.
Totally, and the infrastructure is there. It's affordable. It's doable. It's not a situation where you need the government or the corporation or the CDCs to step in with all kinds of outside money and they have the big plan. That's bullshit. That is not going to happen. And if it does, they're going to ruin this place. It needs to be the local people. It needs to be artists. It needs to be entrepreneurs of different types who are going to do it, like the old school, like artists, you know, somebody has to open up a cool bar. Somebody has to open up a cool cafe. You know, and this place is contained. It's small enough that all it takes. There's all this buzz, but just our little effort. You know, in connection with you guys, the health food store that's been here forever. The little things, the flower place. And that's just like 5% of the capacity. So if two or three more nuts were to engage and open something positive. Now we have another hair salon opening up next door. And nothing against hair salons. They're great ways of people to do business and get their lives going. But man, we have them. They're a dime a dozen here. So bless their hearts. But we need other type. We need other types of businesses. And artists and young entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs generally, need to step up. Need to step up and stop waiting for the government.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.